Overseas, the US President Donald Trump has just slapped new tariffs on imports from Mexico unless that country stops the flow of illegal immigrants across the US-Mexican border. The tariffs are scheduled to start on June 10. The news comes at the same time as the US is trying to finalise a new three-way trade deal with Mexico and Canada, while also maintaining a trade war with China. David Sparks reports.
The US will impose a 5% tariff on all goods coming from Mexico until illegal immigration is stopped. But it gets worse from there. The new tariff will increase to 10% on July 1st, then 15% on August 1st, and will reach 25% in October. It comes as Vice President Mike Pence has been in Ottawa meeting the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to continue negotiations for a new North American free trade agreement between the three nations. He says Mexico must take action or face economic consequences.
We really believe that if the Congress will close the loopholes, if our neighbors to the south will do more, we can address this crisis and we can move forward and improve the trading relationship between our three countries for generations to come.
The Mexican Undersecretary for North America says the new tariff is a most serious matter, and if it takes effect, Mexico should respond in a forceful way. It's not clear how the new tariff will affect negotiations toward the North American agreement, which still needs approval from lawmakers in each country. Its chances of being approved in Canada's parliament have increased after the US agreed to remove tariffs on steel and aluminium products early this month. Justin Trudeau says that was an important step.
The continued steel and aluminum tariffs on the Canadian steel and aluminum sector were a significant impediment to moving forward with the ratification of the USMCA. We feel that as we're moving forward on a historic free trade deal, the continued imposition of tariffs, particularly tariffs based on a national security pretext on Canada, didn't make a lot of sense.
The trade agreement still faces resistance from Democrats in the US Congress, but Mike Pence says he's confident it will be ratified within months. The US continues to fight trade wars on multiple fronts. A senior Chinese diplomat accused the Americans of naked economic terrorism yesterday, and the Trump administration's trade restrictions on telecommunications company Huawei have infuriated Beijing. The conflict between the US and China is a major concern for US leaders who have gathered in Tokyo for the Future of Asia conference. Singaporean Deputy Prime Minister Hung Swee Keat summed up those concerns.
Our goal for all countries to work together can only be realized if we are part of one globalized system. This is precisely why the US and China have to work together. This will not work if the world is fragmented into two blocks with separate systems, technologies and economies.
Singaporean Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee Keat, ending that report by David Sparks.